If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready
NEBCO.
Mixed Concrete. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. From the text line, before we get to Urban Meyer, Jackson from Nashville said, I was born in 1998, so none of those were layups for me, but I'm still thinking about I like hors d'oeuvres for Jackson. I like hors d'oeuvres.
I like hors d'oeuvres.
What's wrong with
I like
with
hors
that?
D'oeuvres.
I do. I like hors d'oeuvres.
The things you say matter-of-factly are very funny sometimes.
Thank you.
I spray tan.
One time. Won't do it again. It's a bad experience for me.
Was it that bad?
Yes.
Really?
I thought it's supposed to be like simple. It seemed like it was rocket science to me.
Really?
Yep. I did a lot of things wrong that day.
Spray tan thing is very...
Is that before your first trip to Hawaii?
That was to Mexico many years ago.
Why did you do it? Was it like a... Why did you do it?
I was quite pale. I needed.
Did you have the cobalt then?
That was post cobalt. That was the Honda.
It was the Honda.
The Accord. Cobalt dating life was a disaster.
it was horrible. That is correct.
You lived it live, didn't
you? You got friend zoned.
Yeah,
friend zoned a lot.
That very. That was not good.
It was a sad day one day when he informed me that he got friend zoned. I went home feeling genuinely bad. Like, God dang it. He got friend zoned.
Yep. It happened with the cobalt.
You just said it one time.
I said it out loud.
Got friend zone. The cobalt.
Had a date last night. She called me and talked to me about this other guy she likes and what I should do.
I think that's good enough for me. I'm out of here.
Jake, thanks for last night. But I really met this other guy I like, and I'm trying to figure out how do I connect with him.
Yep, back in the day, the cobalt.
The cobalt was not. Yeah,
the Accord has been a good addition.
Jake, would
to
you
the
have
family.
Called in to Dr. Love?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yeah, I would have called him Dr. Love.
Is it the Dolphins.
Car? I got a question. Is it the car or is it me? Is it the cobalt? What's the problem here?
I just don't think that's an either or.
Yeah. Oh, it's both things. Both. Urban Meyer is talking this offseason. He was on a podcast called Another Duly Noted Podcast and argued that the Big Ten has passed the SEC. Now, we all know the last two titles have gone to Michigan and Ohio State, so Big Ten has won back-to-back national championships, but... He believes that maybe the SEC is better all the way through, but the Big Ten is better at the top than the SEC is. Hmm. That's Urban Meyer's stance on why he believes the Big Ten has potentially surpassed the SEC. Does he have an argument here?
He does say that the middle to bottom is the SEC's advantage by far.
Accurate, which I believe, which I've said before, accurate. You went across the board. He said we're going to take a look at their 16 and the Big Ten 16. You'd be more likely to lean SEC in that match.
He said you've got 8 to 9 teams in the SEC that think they can go win a national title. No other conference has ever had that. Now, if you do that, I can almost get to 10, SEC teams.
Read them off. We know Georgia. We know Alabama. We know.
Okay, let's do it. I thought I got to 10. A couple of them are questionable. Texas, not questionable, right? Georgia, Tennessee. Okay, that's 3. Ole Miss is 4. Alabama's 5. LSU 6.
Yep.
I'd say Oklahoma 7.
Yes.
I'd say Auburn's 8. I'd say Texas A&M's 9. I'd say South Carolina, Florida 10.
Well, Florida would be ahead of South Carolina.
Okay, just go back and look. Florida would be 10.
Florida's won numerous national championships. Yeah. Oklahoma's won national championships.
Right. That's
so
10.
So you're thinking that in their head, can we get this done? Yes, we have done this before. Auburn has done it before and lost also in the championship game before.
Recent vintage.
Yes.
That's 10 with not even really trying.
That hard?
Can you do that in
let's
the?
Let's go to the Big Ten.
Okay, let's do it.
Obviously,
I didn't
you've got
do
your
this
Ohio yet. State. You've got your Michigan.
Okay, hold on. Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, Penn State. So you got 4 right off. Now, though.
Then where do you go?
Yeah, they you USC.
Yeah,
5.
I guess.
I just don't know how much further you can go. You can't really go Wisconsin, right?
No, they've never. Nebraska would be ahead of Wisconsin because of just a past history.
God dang, this is an interesting exercise. Think about what we just did. We just said we can get to 10 in the SEC without even really thinking about it very hard. I don't know if you can get past 5 in a Big Ten. So, Urban?
I think he's talking top 4 only.
He says, you know, the SEC has raised the level, but the Big Ten has passed the SEC at the upper part. If you had told me that 10 years ago, I would have said it's not even close because it's not.
Upper part.
So let's just go again. Let's go top 4.
Mm-hmm.
So Big Ten is Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Oregon, right? That'd be your top 4.
Yeah.
Top 4, it would be Georgia, Alabama.
Texas. And then whom?
Tennessee or LSU probably, right?
Probably LSU probably, I would say. That'd be your top 4.
Mm-hmm. It's not. I don't know. I don't know if I agree with Urban on this, by the way.
It's close when you take the top 4. Then again, anytime you can say the last 2 that you've won, won the last 2.
That's the trump card.
The other one is, it was just like I said, one play away. Just one play away. Just don't throw a pick and it's going to be 2 teams in a championship.
Yeah.
It's going to be Penn State.
Drew Aller.
Yeah, it's going to be Penn State in the championship game also.
Inexplicable pick.
Yes.
Hey. Is the top, Jay, come on. Is the top of the Big Ten that much better than the SEC?
No.
Is it better at all? Is it better at all?
I don't think it's, I think it's pretty close. They're pretty comparable.
That's why you see
the top 10 is mostly both those conferences.
But you can see a conversation in top 4.
Yeah.
When you say top 4, that's what you have to look at.
It's just, for sure a conversation.
There's definitely a conversation in those.
It's odd because you mentioned this a second ago, but at the end of this article, this is how we close the podcast. He doesn't necessarily really say that the Big Ten's better. He says, I'm anxious to see the SEC fight back for that because next year's another year. I'll close with this. The SEC, that SEC Big Ten fight, the top, obviously the last 2 years goes to the Big Ten. But still, that middle to the bottom is the SEC by far. You've got 8-9 teams in the SEC that can win the title. So
yeah, we got
he admits right there that maybe, you know, just because the Big Ten won it.
Probably what he said, if it was really, really broken down, is that the Big Ten has surpassed because they've won the last 2.
Correct.
That's really what it is.
That's where it stops.
Which is fact. So he's not wrong.
You know, and when we do that, when we whipped off 10 teams that think they can win a national title in the SEC, we didn't even count South Carolina, which maybe you can't.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak. early break for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/early break. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/Ross Patterson or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/Ross Patterson.
Yeah, that'd be one I'd say...
We didn't count A. Did we count A and M?
Yes. Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you do that. I think those times have changed. The reason I count A and M the most, because we know that they have so much money.
Same reasons in Nebraska.
And they put 100,000 seat people in the seats, and they have a fan base.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of reasons. Now, it's a classic of like that. We need to get back. They've never been there.
I know.
They've never been
they've
never been in the playoffs.
It's confounding.
It's probably, you want to do a story? There's your story. Texas A&M.
R.C. Slocum had, yeah. Now he pushed them pretty far, but not as far as you'd think. You know, we did leave out to Arkansas. I guess you just can't put Arkansas in there, but they can't be that far.
They're not that far off.
Right.
Once again, Arkansas, why are they not that far off? Tyson Chicken, Walmart.
Mm.
So
it's true.
It's Walmart just, would they pay for the... for the Broncos?
It was in the billions.
Like $6 to $7 billion.
Let's face it. Arkansas and Nebraska are similar in that they should be better.
Yes. Now, and what gets Arkansas the most is because of the talent of the SEC.
I know. And they're in talent area too.
They're in a talent, but they're pull up Arkansas schedule.
You know who else we didn't mention, by the way? While you're pulling that up. Yeah. We didn't put Missouri in that category of teams that we think could win it.
And they won 10 or 11 this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 or 11. Yeah. So, yeah, and because they hadn't in the past.
Urban's wrong on this. The SEC is a better conference.
I don't think he's wrong, because I think what he's saying is just the last two years.
Yeah.
When you really read his whole storyline, mm-hmm. You know, he's not anti-SEC, and he's just like, no, it's changed. And he says at the top.
At the top.
He sees, he's talking about the top.
Let me make sure.
Arkansas has a really big... One big non-conference game this year. They host Notre Dame end of September.
That will be an incredible game. Woo Pig Suey.
See, this is where headlines are a little misleading, because the headline I'm looking at on three.
Yeah. Hut, hut, hut.
Urban Meyer believes the Big Ten has passed the SEC. I'm not sure that's what he's really
saying. I think they reeled you in. Yep.
I think they reeled you in with the headline that really wasn't accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He says at the end that the SEC is better. Throughout,
he just says they've won the last two. So anytime you win it, then you're on top. That's what it is.
Yep.
The SEC the last year in basketball, they were known as the best conference, and they won it. Mm. So they're on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's who's on top in basketball right now. It's the SEC. They put the most in. They're able to do that.
Do the Texans get tired of us lavishing praise on the SEC?
The Big Ten also put in what? No. Four into the playoffs, right? Last year.
Yes.
SEC put three in.
SEC put
so
three.
So that's what he's saying.
Urban. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. So he didn't miss. The headline, the headlines get me a lot, too. I'll see something like that. I'm like, whoa. Then I'm like, oh.
Headlines.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking
what
for
is clicks. Arkansas' schedule? Give us their schedule,
Arkansas, it's not
They're playing
horrible.
Notre Dame non-conference. Let's see.
So they start off with Alabama A&M off the bat. Then they'll play Arkansas State.
Okay.
Then they go to Ole Miss. and they go to Memphis on the road. And then they will host Notre Dame. Then they're at Tennessee. Then they host A&M. Oh. They host Auburn. Oh, they host Mississippi State. That's not horrible. Then they go to LSU, go to Texas, and close at home with Missouri. So it's a rough November for them.
Oh, boy, that's a rough November.
Just I want you to just flip that. I just want you to say right now, just if Nebraska inserted into that one, in the non-conference, they had Notre Dame coming to town. And then they also had
to go to Memphis.
And they had to go to Memphis. Memphis, who won, I think, 10 or 11
I think
games
10 last year. Yeah.
10, 11
That's a tough road
game.
To Memphis.
You had to go to Memphis.
What a regional game that is. Regional in nature. Arkansas go right over the river and play Memphis.
Yes.
Interesting. It's an interesting matchup. I'd like to go see that game. If I was just a dude, I'd kind of like...
I would love to see.
For no reason, just...
Has any Breakers ever been to Arkansas Stadium? Because it's incredible.
Is it?
It's really cool. Right on top. You probably seats about maybe 80, 78, 80,000.
Right on top of what?
The fans are right on top of you.
Really?
And the whole set of them, their facilities, Arkansas, ridiculous.
Really?
Oh, man.
They should be better.
They should be better. But I will say this. They have their coach. Don't fire the coach. They have
Sam
their
Pittman.
Coach. I love Pittman.
You like Pittman?
Yeah, I love Pittman a lot. Yes. So I bet
he likes Hank Jr.
I bet he does. I bet he does too. Guarantee he does.
Pete Pittman
talks about cold beer a lot.
Oh, I bet he likes Born to Boogie.
Yeah. Jake, please just play that for us one time.
Sometime I'll play that song.
Be nice.
I guarantee you Pittman has Hank Williams piped in his office.
On a loop.
Yeah.
Hank Williams radio.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, that place will be nuts when Notre Dame
I've never been to Arkansas Stadium.
It's completely nuts.
Make a road
they're
trip.
They're on
then.
Top of you?
Let's make a road trip.
The fans are right on top of you.
Yeah. Arkansas, Notre Dame. We'll go
you
to that
your
game.
False promises.
I've only been there twice. Luckily, won both times. Incredible games.
God, that'd be strange if we went to an Arkansas game. Where's the stool at? For some reason, they're in Fayetteville.
For what?
I don't know.
We'll make our own version of College Game Day.
They have the Notre
stool.
You go, that may be our own version. Where are you guys at? Doan Wesleyan.
That'd be kind of fun.
Would the Breakers be up for that if we did our own version of College Game Day?
We'd travel to a different game.
I used to tell the guys all the time. You know
what?
I had the guys. The
guys
I worked with at the Journal Star, I thought it was a brilliant idea. Now, you got to think about the current times. I said, what we should do is cover, you can do this nowadays because of technology. We should cover Nebraska games from somewhere else. Like, let's go to Lubbock, like when Nebraska's playing Oregon. Let's just go to Lubbock and cover it from there. The concept
that
would
makes
be incredible.
No,
but it would be, that's exactly right. The concept would be incredible, and I think you'd get incredible click
numbers. This is starting to work for me. Imagine we're in the press box at Lubbock watching Texas Tech against Baylor.
Right.
But we're on TV.
We're watching
the Nebraska game. We also get a comment, oh, what a run by Baylor.
It would be kind of cool. Like, we're just going to random games on Saturday.
Jake, why don't we do a game day?
Yeah, we could do it at the stool. We'll go to random games. We can still
track Nebraska.
Yeah, we can still talk about Nebraska.
Where are we at today?
Imagine instead of with the flag in back, Nebraska flag, but we're in South Carolina.
Right, or somewhere cool, you know. Just go somewhere we'd like to go.
Is there anyone, would they sponsor us?
Yeah, we need that sponsor.
Need a sponsor right
there. But I thought the guys...
Carson Schott, would you sponsor that?
I told the guys we could still cover the Michigan game, but we'd just do it from Austin.
Were they confused when you said that?
Not really. They were...
Starting to make sense to me.
They were more receptive because of the novelty of it. Like, these guys at the Journal Star, they're crazy. They go to other places. We can't even tell their coverage is from... Because we could do it. Nobody would ever be able to tell.
What if our game day also was... No one knew. Until all of a sudden we signed
that.
Hello from Columbia, Missouri.
Columbia, Missouri this weekend.
Oh, that would be fun.
We're tracking Nebraska.
Places we'd like to go.
Talking to the fans when they come by. Hey, come on, sit on down here.
They're in Memphis today from Memphis, Arkansas. All Simple talks about is Beale Street. It's annoying.
Go Huskers.
Jake's
GBR.
Hammered.
Shake his hand, but that's a guarantee. When we come back, Mozzarella Monday. I've already got people chiming in. The best of the weekend, 402-464-5.
We got people chiming already?
$25. The Valentino's on the line. Text your best of the weekend next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.